You're listening to Opulent Network Radio on WOPN 1011, Atlanta, Georgia. Each one, teach one, love one. Helping others help themselves.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. Give us 1 second. We're having a bit of technical difficulties. Tonight is Motivational Monday with Naomi Love and Dr. Navigator. Thank you so much for calling in. Hey, Miss Lane.
Hello, hello.
Hey. I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second. I'm having some connection issues with my laptop. But we're just going to have a quick show tonight. I believe Dr. Navigator will be on soon, and we will continue the discussion from last week. We're going to continue the discussion from last week. We had a request to continue talking about black love with Valentine's Day passing this week, but going into more of the conversation that we were having before the show ended about the importance of relationships, strong relationships, and the presentation of what it means to have a true relationship between a man and a woman. So before we get started, please just give me about 1 minute. I'm having some difficulties connecting, but I hope everyone can hear me okay. I hope there's not a lot of trouble in my background, so just give me 1 minute, please. All right, guys, so I'm connected, and Dr. Navigator is here as well. Dr. Navigator, hi. Thank you for calling into the show. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So we are, have we concluded that we're talking about the black love, or do you have something else that you want to talk about tonight?
Well, you know, we can continue with the black love because, you know, we're still in the month of February, so, you know, it would be fine with me.
Okay, cool. Well, guys, let's go ahead and get started before it gets too late. You know, we're doing the 45-minute show so we can get on here, have productive conversation, and share these topics with our family and our friends. The number is 347-327-9515. So we just want to make sure that we share these conversations with our family and our friends and carry these conversations on outside of Opulent Network shows. And before we get started, let's do a caller check-in. So let's just see who is here online. And if you don't want to speak, please don't hang up. Just feel free to just not speak. And then we'll move on to the next person. I believe that Miss Lane is on the line. Miss Lane, are you still here?
I am still here. And welcome, everyone, to the wonderful Motivational Monday show in February with our one and only Dr. Navigator and Naomi Love. Yes, yes, yes. I am here. I am listening. I am in the middle of something. I will try to be attentive and cue in on Black Love Part 2. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know. Oh, yes. And welcome, Sister Stephanie, as well, to the line. Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Oh. Great. Hey, Sister Steph, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Thank you so much for calling in. We're going to be having a good topic tonight. We have all the hosts on, so I love when we all are here together. We are definitely missing Reverend Ace and, of course, Sister Divine, who was one of the hosts here on Opulent Network Radio. But it's always great when we are all here together because I believe that we have some great conversation and we share some great ideas during these talks. So guys, let's go ahead and just hop back into this. So really, we're saying Love Part 2, Black Love Part 2, because last week, before we got off the show, Dr. Navigator had a really amazing point before we got off. And I don't know if you remember, Dr. Navigator, but we were talking about the importance of strong relationships within a community to help build the foundation of the community. Do you remember anything of what you were saying or anything that you would like to share just based off of that small tidbit there?
Do I remember? Yes, I truly remember. But I was actually, you know, I was prepared to, you know, I wanted to get into it, like, deep into the show because I wanted to hear how you were going to bring your topic and, you know, some of the callers.
Okay. Well, so let's see. When I'm thinking about this, it's really kind of just what I just said about the having a strong foundation for the community and the importance of strong relationships. Last week, Sister Stephanie actually shared about her parents' experience or how she experienced her parents growing up. And, you know, she just got the, you know, she was able to see, you know, this is how a family works. This is how, you know, you have a strong relationship between a man and a woman, you know, and I think that this conversation is just important because we have a lot of, I don't want to offend anyone here, but we have a lot of just disconnectedness within our communities, I feel, and, you know, just be straight up. We have single mothers, you know, sometimes we have single fathers. You know, we just have a mismatch between families. You know, we can't bring the family together. We have only the women present, or, you know what I'm saying, we don't have enough men standing strong in front of our young boys, teaching them how to be men and how to, you know, treat women, and, you know what I'm saying? And also, but then at the same time, like, we don't, it's, for some reason it seems like, you know, our young girls are falling by the wayside as well because of the lack of strong men and strong relationships that we have in our community. So yeah, that's really kind of where I was going with that. And it just holds me kind of captive when I think about it, just as, you know, what is it that we can do about that? The fact that, you know, we have so many mismatch within our community, because it's really important for our children to grow and to see how are they to become. You know, they're supposed to have strong male and female role models. I can't remember what I was looking at or reading. I don't remember, but I saw that it was a video, and it was saying that students were most likely did not have any kind of black male teacher in their entire curriculum, in their entire academic career. They went through school from kindergarten, from preschool, all the way to 12th grade, had not one black male teacher in their class as their class leader. So, you know, those kinds of things are important. And if you're just now tuning into the show, I just wanted to update you that tonight we're talking about Black Love Part 2, and we will continue on with our segment of the Black History Month and all that. We're going to continue on with our segment to the Black Dollar next week. But tonight we're talking about Black Love 2, and the whole focus of tonight's conversation is the fact of that we need stronger black relationships, or not just black relationships, but we need stronger relationships within the community. We need stronger role models. We need more people doing more things to show these children what it means to be a productive member of society, what it means to be a lady, what it means to be a man, you know, what it means to be a provider for your family, you know. So how about I pose that question? All the lines are open, so if you would like to speak, please feel free to speak. Just make sure that you don't talk over anyone. But let me just put that first question out there. What do you guys think? What does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to be a provider for your family? What do you think it means? Like, how did it grow? How was it for you growing up? And how do you think that it has changed in modern times? And, you know, let's start this conversation. What do you guys think? And then we'll ask, what does it mean to be a woman? What is the role of the woman in the relationship and all those kinds of things? So go ahead, somebody tell me.
Well, as a man, and first and foremost, as always, love to the line. Yeah, like I said, you know, I wanted to sit and listen and see exactly where you were gonna go. And you know, I told you I wanted to follow your lead. Well, I'm going to be honest, and, you know, this off the network, and, you know, we never mean no disrespect. You know, we come here, to actually uplift our community, you know, something better for our youth. So when, you know, like the sister said, you know, we're not making this a race, you know, situation, but why not? You know, why shy away from, you know, what we're actually facing? You know, it's not that we've been racist. We've just been real. So, you know, the sister said there's no black, you know, male teachers. We're speaking from a male perspective right now, right? Well, when men is 63% more likely to marry outside of their race, black men, than women, only 9% of black women marry outside of their race. See, what is happening, the reason we don't have strong black role models anymore, you know, the sister said about, you know, providing, protecting, that's no longer, you know, a part of the criteria of a man no more. And it's causing women to be put into a situation, a strain, where they have to play the role of a man and a woman for, you know, providing, protecting. And when this happens, a woman, you know, it's no different than if you cut your arm or cut your finger. Your body going to automatically tell you that. It has to put a scab. You got to protect this wound. And this same wound that the women are encountering, by the lack of male role model, by the lack of men being men in black communities, it's causing a defect with our children, because our children are forced to watch their mother struggle. They're forced to watch their mother play outside of the role of a mother, which may seem like, well, she's not respecting herself, or she's not, you know, being a positive female figure in a household because she can't. She has to step outside of herself in order to provide for her children. She has to step outside of herself in order to be a protector of her children. By the lack of male leadership, by the lack of men being men, like there's no black men as a teacher. Why do I want to be a teacher? 6 to 8% is married outside their race. Why? Is it because they feel like, you know, a black woman is not beautiful? Do they feel like a black woman is not, you know, submissive enough? Do they feel like a black woman is not, you know, loving enough or kind enough or caring enough or whatever they're looking for in the figure of a black woman? No. They are looking for someone to take care of them. It's hard for a man to raise a child when he played the role of a child himself, when looking to be took care of, when looking to be provided for, when looking for, you know, someone to take an occupation to take care of him. This is why he's not a school teacher. He don't need a job. He's married outside of, you know, his race, and he's doing these things for what? Because he's looking for comfort. He's looking for security. He's looking for the blanket that a woman is entitled to as a woman. So our children is forced to watch their mothers play the role of a man and a woman, and then in the same token, find themselves losing respect because my mom is too hard, or my mom is, you know, she acts like this, or my mom do this, or my mom do that. But nobody even realizes she's forced to do it. Because there's no black role models as a male perspective, even as being a teacher. How can you teach when you're still learning yourself?
Mm.
And that's my perspective.
That's powerful. So Dr. Navigator, just put another topping on it that, you know, because of that lack you know, that puts women at a greater disadvantage, that they can't just be the mother anymore. They can't only do, you know, whatever that they thought they had to do. They have to do more. They have to be the mother and the father. They have to, you know, put all of themselves in, or all of themselves plus more, you know, if you understand what I'm saying. I want to hear someone else's point of view. Dr. Navigator, do you have a question that you would like to pose to the next person to speak up? Well, guys, the lines are open, so if you would like to speak, please go ahead. Feel free to share what you think about tonight's topic. The question that was posed is, what is the role of the man in the relationship? What is it about providing or protecting, or, you know, what is that role, and what is the significance of that in the family, especially for the future of our children? All right. Well, So I hear someone.
Well, I'd like to say something, Naomi.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. I'm just gonna say, I think a lot of men don't step up and become the caregiver of a household, or what I grew up seeing as a role model of a husband and a father. A man that got up and went to work before his children were out of bed, worked so long of hours, most of the time we were in bed by the time he got home, because he was out making a living and he was providing. So we were left home with a mother who didn't see a father, but we knew what he was out there doing. We knew he was making a life for his family. We knew every moment that he spent away was for our benefit. It wasn't to stay away because he was up to no good. He was actually providing and doing what we know as a man should do in the way I was brought up. But we're seeing so many single women raising little boys, and, you know, they don't have that role model at home. They don't have that example to follow. They don't have a father coming in and showing them that this is what a man steps up and does. This is how a man takes care of his wife and his children. And so they grow up pretty much being mama boys, used to mama doing everything, that they look for wives who are going to do the same thing, who step up, take care of the children, take care of the man, but don't really see their role as being that caregiver. You know, I think it takes that strong man to give that example for these children to grow up and want to be. And, you know, we're just seeing way too much single mothers who are killing themselves to be both mama and daddy, that our little boys are not seeing the example they need to see. And it's really a sad thing to me that they don't see what they're doing. They don't see that I'm being lazy, I'm not providing. They're just following what they've always been exposed to. You know, we need to see more step up and say, this is not how it's done. Even if it's an uncle or a teacher or someone in the community who fills in that father role, because we do have too many children without daddies.
Right.
You know, I think that's why we're seeing more and more of this generation turn into what it's become. And that's not like a mama trying. It's like a daddy not being there, not always by choice. Yeah. You know,
right.
Just, you know, really would like to see a little more example so that our men, our boys will step up and be men.
Exactly. And I think that that's what you're saying goes exactly in line with students all across America not being exposed to a black teacher, a male teacher in the classroom, because plenty of times, I remember doing this as a kid. I called some of my teachers mom just by mistake, you know. She would just be doing something. I would say, oh, excuse me, mom, you know, and I would like, wait, no, you're not my mother, you know. But it was because I was with her all the time, or, you know, a lot of children have those kinds of connections with their teacher. So, you know, what you're saying really just reminds me of that, you know, and being able to have a black male teacher or just a male teacher in general, outside of race, just having a male teacher in general will give, you know, not only another job opportunity, because now you have a young man who says, wow, I don't have to just be a athlete, or I don't have to just be a, you know, a businessman or a technician of some kind. So, like, if I care about students, if I care about the future, if I care about learning, then I can be a teacher, you know. So I think that's pretty important as well. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. So, guys, the question, for those of you who are tuning in, the question was, what is the importance of having strong male role models in our community? With the topic tonight being Black love, we're talking about the importance of just a strong foundation. We're talking about the importance of strong community and where does that come from. And if you have a father and a mother in the home, then you have, or just a mother, which a lot of us do, but if you have these two parties in a home, what kind of impact does it have on the children? So we're delving deep into that, and we want to know more. What are the roles? What is the role that the mother plays? What is the role that the father plays? All those kinds of things. So please feel free to speak. All lines are open. And if not, Dr. Navigator, if you're still here, or Sister Lane or Sister Stephanie, if you have anything else that you want to take it away. But the floor is open, guys.
Well, no one has anything to speak on. You know, if you do have something to speak, please. I don't have no problem you interrupting me. Mr. Stacks, what is the role? Today I had a young man ask me. He said, well, he actually told me. He said he was a Muslim. And, you know, I kind of, you know, I commend him for that. You know, it was appealing. It was really, I commended the young guy for being a young man that was seeking, you know, religion. No, it didn't have no different. It didn't matter to me what the denomination was. It was just the fact that he was making a closer connection with God. And, you know, because it's something that we are missing in not only Black community, but every community. As we see, you know, you continue to see guys walking in schools shooting, you know, kids. You know, and it's not something of God. So, you know, I would love to see someone of any age or race, you know, getting a better connection with God. Well, later on, he told me that he was thinking about joining a gang, a blood gang. And the Muslim community was in an uproar about it because they said he shouldn't submit to no one but Allah. And for him to be in a blood gang, that he would have to take another oath, which would be abolishment to the belief of a man of Islam. So he had to make a decision, which one would he choose? And he came to me, he called me Big Bro. He said, Big Bro, he said, I never had a father figure. And really, you know, I always had my mother to love me or whatever, but I never had a father figure. And, you know, I feel like, you know, the blood gang, you know, they had, you know, that's what he was looking for. He was looking for the love from a male perspective. And it broke my heart because he never realized that seeking love, he turned his back technically on God. They're so caught up on the here and now that they don't even think about that there's a life hereafter. And by not even considering the life hereafter, they do what a lot of people do. You know, we always figure that, hey, I'll get a close connection with God when I get older. Because, you know, you can't go to the club no more and you're not as sexy or appealing as you used to be, so you can concentrate on, you know, the opposite sex. And, you know, so you have enough time to just sit down on Sunday and go sit in church and, you know, now I'm going to get closer to God, not knowing that you may not even see that tomorrow, that you get old. No, they never figured that, hey, I could be the next, you know, casualty. I could be the next victim of a drive-by or, you know, whatever the case may be that could, you know, cause you to have to be extinguished from this earth. Well, it showed me something about not only him, but the mindset of all our youth at this present time. He's 24, so I still call him a youth because he got a childish state of mind if he's still seeking for love, even if he had to go join a gang, because he never had a father figure or male role model in his household. But this is just one little boy, but there's millions of them out there. And these millions are the same people that formulate our community. These millions are the same ones that someday will have to probably lead our country. So if you're not, if you're still seeking for love at this stage, then, you know, it kind of you know, mind-boggling to know that he's seeking for love, knowing that it's not even there. It's not there, and
yeah.
You didn't have to look at the males, the male figures, and they're doing the same thing that this little 24-year-old, when you can meet a guy that's 40 doing the same thing that this guy is 24 doing. It's just the wrong type of love. So when we talk about, you know, love in the black communities, do it exist? And it was something that I proposed to the line last week. Do it actually exist? What type of love are we looking for? What type of love is actually presented? What type of love is there? You know, we have the love for sex. Everybody loving that. You know, that's the main thing. It's in the music. It's in the movies. It's in everything that you, in commercials, everything that you see. That's right there. We are. That's not even arguable. We're not even going, we don't have to bring that up. Everybody loving that. You even got older women say, hey, I'm a cougar. You know, it's like a badge of honor. You know, I'm 50 and I go with a guy that's 20. You know, hey, that's beautiful. But what do you have in common other than sex? What can you actually, you know, obtain other than sex? Well, then we look at our children, and the same thing that we're projecting, they're accepting. And then we wonder, why is our community, you know, declining? Why is it being destroyed? Why is it dilapidated?
Right.
Because we say love in the black community. What type of love are we seeking?
Right. We're not teaching them what exactly to do. Like Sister Stephanie said, we're not showing them what it means to grow up and be productive members of society. We're not showing them what it means to be a father, you know, or how. So your young brother, he, you know, look, the only way that he knows or the only route that he's thinking or can seek or that is available to him is through a game. Anybody else want to share their opinion on tonight's topic? Maybe from a woman's perspective, what the role of the mother in the child's life. We have a lot of mothers out here. We have a lot of single mothers. We have mothers who are married. But everyone's situation plays out differently. And all these children that we have out here, you know, they need someone. It's funny because I go to school sometimes and I teach classes, and always this one kid that's always, every time I walk in, he always just kind of gives me a hug. And it reminds me of my own son. My son's a baby. But it reminds me of how he kind of clings to me. And I stopped asking questions a long time ago. Because I used to work for a summer camp, where the kids didn't really have a lot. And, you know, we experienced some really tough things with those kids. We experienced children, young as 5 years old, saying that they didn't want to go to college, saying, you know, why do I have to finish high school, or why do I have to finish college, why do I have to go to college? That's not what my family did. That's not what my mother didn't do that, or my father didn't do that, you know, those kinds of things. And you think that stuff like that doesn't exist anymore just because college is such a big thing and we're doing college tours and, you know, we're celebrating it and all those kinds of things. But there are still people who are missing that. Kind of how we talked about the first week about black education, how there are still gaps with the enrollment in college. There are still gaps with the achievement between black community schools and more affluent communities. There are still gaps with students dropping out of high school. You know, so these are real issues. And although we talk about them here, we don't have, well, I personally don't see a lot of these conversations being had outside of very small groups. So one thing that I would like to ask, what do you guys think? What is something that we can do? If we have any teachers on the line or any mothers on the line or men, anybody, I would just really love to hear what you guys have to say, because you all make this show. If it was just us
sitting here talking, then it would just be us sitting here talking. But we know that there are plenty of you on the line, so we really want to hear what you have to say and really want to hear what you think about this. So please, please, please share. I'm going to open the lines up. All the lines are open, so please speak. All right, well.
Hello, hello.
Hey, hey, Miss Elaine, how are you? Go ahead.
I kind of missed the question because I was like right in the middle. I just heard you say parents, so I was like, oh, that's me.
Right, so we're just talking about the importance of a strong family unit. We're talking about, you know, single parents, parents that are married, single mothers, single fathers, you know, but regardless of your marital status, it's all about the impact that you're having on your children's lives and the importance of the male role model and the importance of the female role model in the children's lives. So those are all the kinds of things that we've been talking about.
Right. I heard what you're talking about. I just didn't hear the question fully. Okay, so let me just tell you, basically, and this is my favorite song in the whole wide world. And if you don't know it by now, the foundation of any family starts at the heart. And you have to build a foundation in order for it to grow. It's just like when you plant a seed, when you want to make some oregano, or you want to make some tomatoes, or anything, and the seed is also your child. And what you want to do is you always want to nourish it. So when you nourish something, you take care of it, you talk to it, you feed it, you watch it grow, and you keep on doing that. Constantly in life in order for it to blossom into that what you wanted. The same way you want that fruit that tastes so good, that's so ripe, it's so sweet, it's so delightful to taste. You want your son or your daughter like that, and you want them to be able to pass that on to their children, building that foundation of a strong network of strong kings and queens and loving husbands and loving wives and caring children who are not disrespectful. So basically, Black Love, I haven't seen the movie Black Panther, and I hear all the rah-rah-rahs, and I see everybody walking around and changing their attitude. But guys, guess what? Let's get the picture. You guys only going to do this for a minute. It's a difference if you worked as a team, as a foundation. Let Black Panther be your foundation of building love around one another, which means stop the violence, stop the killing, stop the ignorance, stop the disrespect, stop the sagging pants, stop the bullcrap. And Lane has spoken. Thanks. I got to go. Love you guys.
Thank you, Miss Lane. Always coming through. Anyone else? She said, stop the bull. Stop the bull. Use this time. This is an uproar in media and in support. It's all over the place. It's all over Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And when you're going down the street and when you go to the movie theater, it's everywhere. People are supporting Black Panther like crazy. And she's saying, use that. Use that as momentum to look at your own family, look at your own situation, look at our community deeper. And I was actually thinking about this earlier. You know, so many of these things happen where people come together. But we for some reason, we lose it and we can't stay together. We can't rise up together. You know, something happens. Something gets lost in translation. Anyone else? You guys know that we're only doing, but Motivational Monday is just a 45-minute show these days. And if we are having a very intense conversation, then, of course, we continue on so that everyone can share their thoughts. But every Monday, we do 9 o'clock to 9:45. And on Wednesdays, we have Wednesday's Wisdom with Miss Lane, who just spoke. And Dr. Navigator, who has his own show, is Love for the Line with Dr. Navigator, as you heard. And so Dr. Navigator is here co-hosting with me tonight. So thank you so much to everyone who has called and just listening, you know, and I hope that you can continue these conversations outside of the show. Like I said, I love to hear you all speak because you just do something. You just add that extra piece of something that we don't always get here. You know, it goes beyond me and Dr. Navigator and Sister Stephanie, who works behind the scenes. But we are all here a part of Opulent Network Radio, and so we just love to hear what you have to say because it really does make the conversation and it really does let us know that we are not working in vain. So I just wanted to put that out there before we have to go for the night. But again, like I said, the floor is open, and if you have anything to say about the state of love and relationships within the community, the importance of love and relationships within our community, the importance of male and positive female role models. If you have anything to say, please feel free to speak. I know we have a few people still just calling in, but I just wanted to give a chance to update everyone on what we're talking about. And, you know, you can say anything. Please feel free to speak.
Well, before we close, I just want to say this. You know, I want to shed a little light on the topic tonight. You know, love in the black community. Now, you know, I know I spoke earlier, and, you know, I've kind of, you know, I wasn't being in my feelings. I'm just being real. But I'm going to give you a little history. I'm going to give you a little history about love in the black community. See, in the 60s. And I'm going to take you through the different, you know, centuries. In the 60s, we had, I don't know if y'all remember, you probably don't remember, but I would love for you to be able to just remember back in, like, in 1968, when the Olympics winners, when they held up their hand with a black girl fist, and they took their medal from them because, you know, they were showing a little too much black pride. But see, they were during a time when we had Right On, and you know, we had self-determination. We had a self, you know, the picture about being black. We had newfound pride. You know, we had the Jackie Robinson story. And, you know, Dr. King was, you know, was doing his thing. I'm talking about, and that it was, we were proud to be black because we had unity. We had togetherness. And it was okay for you to do something in order to, you know, show that you were black, because guess what? You had somebody beside you doing the same thing. It didn't look like it was out of the ordinary. You know, and then we went on a little farther, and then we learned about your Jackie Robinson and your Muhammad Ali and your Malcolm X's. And it was during the 60s where, you know, self-identity and unapologetically being black, we was that. We didn't have to apologize. We didn't have to do like, well, I don't want to make this a race issue. I don't want to, because we weren't scared to step on nobody's toes, because we were tired of people stepping on ours. So we pushed them off by showing unity. And then, you know, the 70s came. And, man, you can have people like the Supremes, and you had, you know, Good Times was one of the favorite shows to watch. And, you know, we had our own commercial like Coca-Cola, and we had afros, and people wearing bell bottoms, and they were proud to be black because we had unity. And then, you know, we came along years later, and we got away from being that because guess what? We came out with the Superflies. So our kid began to say, hey, I want to be like Superfly. And he was a pimp. Yet instead we had community. We had unity. And as time progressed, you know, we got away from, you know, that unity because man, we had to even have a march in 1995. We had to have a march. It was, you know, the first time in modern history that an estimated 1 million black men came together to Washington, D.C., to claim responsibility for their families, their communities, and for their destiny. But we had to do that in order for us to show that, hey, we got away from unity from the 70s and 80s, so we got to fight to get this back in the 90s. Yet and still, when the 2000 came and they gave us a little leeway, well, everybody that, you know, began to get money, like the LeBron James and even the Michael Jacksons and everybody, you know, they got this wealth. And there was no unity. We don't get to hear about what goes on in LeBron James' household, his family. We don't hear about what goes on with Steph Curry and his family. Yet and still, our children want to be the next LeBron James and Steph Curry. not going to be 6'8". And then we got into the 2000s. And every time a black person did anything to show that, hey, man, I can stand on it, they just pictured him as something else. Look what they did to Obama. Every time he put a good picture up, they come back with a picture that, you know, the kill rate from him. His wife do something good, and they say, well, hey, that's his baby mama. Not one time have we heard about nobody else being, you know, called nobody baby mama. She was the first lady. Then we get your Lil Wayne, and he get tattoos in his face after he become a millionaire. Now you got a bunch of little boys ruining their life with tattoos in their face. You get your Cat Williams. You know, every time we do something now, they're going to do something to discredit, and we all laugh about it. So bad that, hey, the N-word is something that you I've seen two white boys fighting on a video, and they kept calling each other the N-word. And it was just, you know, we don't have unity no more. And every time we try to do something to bring unity, well, they come out with a new picture to show you that we don't have that. So once again, I ask, what kind of love is we seeking? Love to the line.
Kind of just to piggyback off of what you were saying, I think that the love that we are seeking, or the kind of love that we need to seek, is that contagious kind of love where it makes you look at it and it's like, that's what I want for my family, that's what I want for my community, that's how I want to build my community. Especially when you said Barack and Michelle, because a lot of people saw them because they were prominent figures, and a lot of people saw them and they said, that's what black love is, you know, and what they did, you know, outside of being the president and the first lady, but what they did for a lot of us was just show us, like, it was like a mirror, like this is what it's supposed to be like. You're the president and I'm the first lady. You know, it gave us something valuable to hold on to, respect, friendship, kindness, trust, support, strength. Those things that hold a relationship together, you know, being able to know that you can make moves with this person, take pride in the love that you share because it's something magical. That's the kind of love that we need to be seeking, the kind of love that strengthens us. I think that we have been handicapped in a way because we are searching for the kind of love that gets us attention, or, you know, that provides us quick satisfaction, as people have called this generation, the microwave generation, quick love, fans, likes, that kind of love, you know. And even like your young brother that you said, there is a kind of love. I think the strong love that I'm mentioning now is the kind of love that he's looking for between his brothers. You know, between men who look like him, you know, and he'll treat him well, and he'll teach him how to be a man. I think that a lot of us are seeking that kind of love, the love that will teach us what to do, the love that will teach us that we are supported and that we are strengthened. You know, honestly, that's the love of God. I think a lot of us are seeking that. Well, if you guys have anything else to say, the floor is open. But if not, I truly appreciate you, Dr. Navigator, for co-hosting with me tonight. You always have an amazing perspective, and I love just the I was going to say fervor. I don't even know if that's the correct word, but the strength that you put back behind your words and how you deliver your message, and I hope that it is not falling on deaf ears. And that is why I invited him to co-host with me and, you know, just be a part of Motivational Monday always, because he is truly a great, 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 great role model for our young boys out here. But yeah, guys, I hope you guys have heard something special. I hope you can continue this conversation on. But it's 9:45, and Sister Stephanie or Dr. Navigator, whoever, or Miss Lane, if you guys are still on, I would love for you to pray us out, and that'll be the show for tonight.
Stephanie, you still with us?
I am. I'm just trying to get my phone off mute. I'll be glad to pray. No problem. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for everyone who was able to come on and listen, even those who were not able to speak, just to be able to hear what was being said, to be able to hear the true love and passion that each of these people on this line come every week to share, the drive to better our communities, to better our children, to open one another's eyes, to see that together as a unity we can make a difference. I ask that you be with every individual as they return back to their lives tonight. I ask that you be with those who are sick and ask that you give each person what their heart most desires and what we need to continue to grow and to continue to bring everything that we have within ourselves so that we can better our glory for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you guys so much for calling in tonight. Next week we will be talking about the black dollar. We'll be talking about what it means, and what are we doing with the money within our communities. And then the following week we'll be talking about black media. So what are we feeding our children? What are we feeding ourselves? Not just physically, but mentally. So please return next week and come ready to speak because I want to hear some of your voices. Thank you so much for calling.
All right. Have a good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you so much for calling. Good night.
Good night.